KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
That's going to be a good show. Coming up, the last segment of the show, we'll get our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates. He's going to join us for a full hour next week. So make plans to be tuned in next week for that. Over the weekend, here we are. It's Friday, right? We want to make sure you come out to hear from the guest speaker that will be at Calvary Church. And if you've never heard from Lee Strobel, you want to make sure you're there this weekend at one of the weekend services. Lee's written like over 20 books. It's the first big one in the Christian community that probably resonated the most was The Case for Christ. And then, of course, the movie based on the book. But Lee will be in pulpit this weekend. And if you have a chance, make sure you come by for that at one of the services. Or listen, Saturday night at 7 o'clock and Sunday morning at 11:30, we will be broadcasting the message from Lee Strobel, again, at Calvary Church Albuquerque, calvarynm.church, for the details on Lee's visit. And actually, I think I have here the name of his message is going to be Seeing the Supernatural. He's going to be in 2 Kings this weekend, chapter 6, for his message. So hope to have you along for that. In studio with us, Jenny Beadle is here from Child Evangelism Fellowship of New Mexico. Jenny, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you for having me, as always.
It's always great to have dear friends that come. You come in pretty regular. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Friend, family member, a sister in Christ, always happy to have you around. Now, listen, I'm going to give a couple different websites. One is the Child Evangelism Fellowship nationwide. So if you have friends elsewhere that want to participate in any of the work that they're doing, you can go to CEF for Child Evangelism Fellowship, cefonline.com. Now, most of what we're going to be talking about is dealing with New Mexico. Their website is cefofnewmexico.com, cefofnewmexico.com. And we've talked about the Good News Clubs in the past. Jenny, we won't go into great detail about that, but I do want to say something because during the school year, CEF gets into public schools.
Yes.
Shares the gospel with kids at these Good News Clubs.
Yes.
If you want to find out more about that, how you can be supportive of it, go to the website, cefofnewmexico.com. We're here today to primarily talk about the five-day club. And in doing so, I would encourage you to go to Facebook, do a search for CEF of New Mexico. Right now, that's where the five-day clubs that we're going to be talking about are listed on the Facebook page for CEF of New Mexico on the Facebook page. And actually, if you go to the KLYT Facebook page, we've shared that post as well on our Facebook page. But Jenny, five-day clubs.
Yes.
I think a lot of people look at this in the summertime and they just go, oh, another VBS. Not quite.
No. There's a lot of differences. And I would say the main difference is that it's such a community outreach. We go into the neighborhoods. These five-day clubs are held in people's backyards. They are in parks, child care centers, nursing homes.
And we're going to walk through some of where some of those are, and people will have some idea. Oh, I could have it. They do it there. We could do it here. But as kids are showing up at five-day clubs, what are they going to experience? And really, how does it differ from a VBS?
Well, again, going out into the community. Now, these are kids that we're reaching that may never, ever step foot into a VBS or a church. So, and there's, you know, Steve, there's a lot of kids out there hurting right now. And so we just go through the gospel, of course. That's always number one. We always share the gospel with everything we do. They get Bible lessons, they get missionary stories, songs, snacks, crafts, and of course, the good old games.
Yeah, games, fun, and laughing.
Yep. Yes.
You're creating memories in all those areas, really. If you think back to your own childhood, if not VBS or maybe a five-day club, Something else that really resonated with you. And, you know, what's amazing, too, and I bet there's some of these stories, Jenny, you know, some of these kids may end up connecting with the 5-Day Club more than 1 year in a row, maybe with the same leader. And, you know, those people that you have in your life, you think back to that, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, what an opportunity for these 5-Day Club leaders
yes.
To be a mentor to a child and really someone these children may never forget.
That's right.
But most importantly, they leave not only not forgetting their mentor, but forgetting the truth about Jesus that they get shared with during the 5-Day Club.
Amen. And you know, one of the neat things about speaking of the leaders is that we have a CYIA camp that we just came back from, which is our Christian Youth in Action. And it's different than the typical camps. It's a missionary. They are learning to share the gospel and learning the curriculum we use. And they are the ones out there helping lead yeah. these 5-Day clubs.
Well, listen, with the short time that we have left, I want to kind of think the way the person that's listening that's heard about this for the first time says, mm-hmm. okay, how do I get to a 5-Day club?
Yes.
Okay, now we'll try to list through. By the way, there's a list on that Facebook post that I mentioned. We'll try to get through some of that. But, Jenny, for those that are listening, what's the first thing you'd encourage them to do if they're not finding the information they want about a specific 5-day club in their area? What would you tell them to do?
They could go to our website, our personal website, which is also cefofnewmexico.com.
Right.
And they could contact me personally.
So just on the website, just go to the contact?
Yes, they could go to the contact, okay. or they could contact me at cefofabqnewmexico@gmail.com.
Okay, cefofabq@gmail.com, and you're emailing Jenny, G-E-N-N-I. You can ask her about the 5-day clubs. Now let's do real quick walk through some of the locations around. I guess this is mostly northern New Mexico.
Most of them are northern New Mexico, but if someone is interested in having a 5-day club, yeah. we would love a church or HOAs.
Well, and if you're listening in Las Cruces at 88.1 FM, 90.7 FM, Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, 93.5 FM, Portales, maybe online somewhere at klyt.fm. You can go to the cefofnewmexico.com website and reach out and get connected with someone. Now, back to the list. I love this. In Rio Rancho, a couple different places, Cabezon Park and Rio Vista Park. You mentioned
yes.
parks are locations.
Yes.
Kind of nice as usual. Huge. Probably a playground, yes. maybe some shade.
That's right.
Maybe some shade. Water.
Yep. And we do have an evening club, so that one's very popular.
Yeah. So actually, the one at Cabezon is at 10 a.m., and the one at Rio Vista Park in Rio Rancho, that's at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And those are both July 14th through the 18th. July 21st through the 25th, Daniel Fernandez Park in Los Lunas at 6:30. Mm-hmm. Ashley Pond in Los Alamos.
Yes.
Is that like a park?
It is.
All right.
Yes.
And that's probably 10 degrees cooler than most of the other locations.
Definitely.
That's an afternoon club at 2 p.m. But listen, you know, I see churches, Pewaukee Bible Church in Nambe, 10 a.m. on the June 23rd through the 27th. So that's next week.
Yes.
Another one next week is Chamisal Lighthouse, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Do you know where that is?
That one I'm not familiar
okay.
with, our northern New Mexico.
Well, if you're around Chamisal Lighthouse, you know exactly where it is. get the full list on the Facebook page for CEF of New Mexico. Jenny, anything else on the horizon for parents and kids to be aware of what's happening with CEF? Got about a minute.
Yeah, of course, we have our Good News Club starting back up, like you had mentioned in the beginning. So if you're interested in either joining a Good News Club
in schools,
or getting one started in the schools, we would love to speak to you because, of course, our mission is to get into every public school in New Mexico.
Nice. Any homeschool co-ops doing?
We do. We have a lot of homeschoolers that come to our clubs in the public schools.
Oh, okay.
So we would love to start one with a homeschool group. That would be wonderful.
There you go. And again, you can go to cefofnewmexico.com, click on contact, and Jenny or someone will get back with you. There's actually an office line there, too, 881-9848. For those of you in southern New Mexico, it's actually 505. 505-881-9848. We haven't forgotten you 575ers. But we miss you in the 505.
Yes.
505-881-9848. Jenny Beadle with Child Evangelism Fellowship of New Mexico. As always, thanks so much for all the work you do.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
All right. There's more to come right after the break on ABQ Connect.